It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Eric Showtime Shelton is a Galesburg native. He's moving up the ranks. He's currently fighting in a promotion called Resurrection Fighting Alliance. In fact, fought on national TV Friday night. Got a chance to see the fight. Eric didn't come out on top. It was a really, really good, really close fight. And he's somebody that's really going to keep moving up in the mixed martial arts world. Eric, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
No problem. Well, let's start off with how you got into to MMA, because as I'm watching, and I actually didn't get to see it Friday night, I recorded it and watched it on Saturday, and listening to Pat Miletich, who was doing the color commentary, talk about, because I figured, well, maybe you had a wrestling background. He's like, nope, no wrestling background. He's a great athlete. What got you started in mixed martial arts?
You know, when I was younger, I did a little bit of boxing, you know, with Carlos Duncan over there in Galesburg. But I don't know, I had a buddy that was into mixed martial arts, and I went to class one time and just tried it out, man, and he kicked my butt pretty good, man. I just stuck with it. I loved it, so...
Yeah, and that's the thing I think people find, because you've got a lot of guys that come from a wrestling background. You got a lot of guys that come from a martial arts background. But there are a lot of guys like you that just you saw it, you liked it, you gave it a try, and you really liked it. Now, for me, I don't want to get hit, so that's going to keep me from doing it. But I guess, and I've talked to other people that have done this, it's that when you're actually you're in a match and you take that hit, they say that you don't really, although it may hurt, that you don't really have time to think about it, and you're thinking about your next move.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't really register unless you get caught and it dazes you a little bit. No, I haven't really got caught yet to where I feel it, you know. I mean, I got hit a few times in my last fight, and everybody's like, oh, he caught you with the uppercut or whatever. But, yeah, like you said, I don't really register.
Well, and in that fight on Friday night, it really didn't look like he did any damage. And honestly, I felt that, I mean, it was obviously a really, really close decision that went the other guy's way. And you, man, had him several times. You were so close to having him submitted, whether it was a triangle or a rear naked choke, whatever the case. I think the difference was maybe the takedowns gave him, just kind of maybe put him over the top.
Yeah, that wrestling, man, I knew he was going to go for the takedowns and stuff. I probably had a little bit to do with being the hometown crowd, too, so I knew going up there I had to get the finish to win, man. So, you know, it's a lesson learned, but next time I'll just make sure I get that finish.
Eric, there's been a debate for years, going back to when I was young. In fact, once in a while they would have Muhammad Ali up against a wrestler. You know, which was better, the boxer or the wrestler, or tossing the guy that mixed it up with martial arts? Give us your thoughts on that. What elements do you think are the most dangerous there, and I guess what are the ones that you need the most work on?
I think wrestling is probably what I need to work on the most, you know. It's to be able to control somebody on the ground is what they notice, you know. Whether I'm whether he's on top or bottom, whether I'm on top and bottom, I think top position, that's what they notice the most. That's what they see. Whoever's on top's winning. Whether I'm going for submissions and, you know, doing whatever I'm doing, if they're on top, that's what they see, you know. So I think I need to work most on my wrestling. I think I got pretty good boxing, so.
And people have to understand also, and you, like you said, you did some boxing with Carlos Duncan here, that when you get into mixed martial arts, the boxing is completely different than the boxing people are going to see, because of your stance and everything, because you're worried about getting kicked in the legs and getting taken down, so completely different stance and everything.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to look for all that, man. It's a totally different thing.
Well,
you can't commit to too many punches, man, because then you're looking for that shot, that takedown, you know, so... I didn't want to overextend my punches and stuff, and I don't know, it was a lot on my mind for this fight, so...
Talking with Eric Showtime Shelton, he's a Galesburg native, and let's talk about your training and where you are, where you got started. You said you had gone and taken a class with a friend of yours, and did you start here in Galesburg, and then you decide, look, I need to get somewhere, and obviously the Miletich camp has had a lot of guys that have gone on to the UFC and world champions in different promotions. Kind of how did that develop for you?
Yeah, I started up in Galesburg at a gym called OSC. Mixed martial arts. I was trained with Danny Connolly and Bo Admire, and the gym moved over to Monmouth, so I went to Monmouth, and we continued training with them for a while, and I was getting wins under them, so I was, you know, I was happy, and it's definitely a good gym to start at and get your you know, good base down. I had good jiu-jitsu classes and everything like that. But, yeah, I mean, I felt like I needed to move up, and Militage was the closest gym, and I heard good things, so I went up there, and just like it was like starting all over. They were beating me down, so I was like, yeah, this is where I need to be to get to excel in the sport, you know.
Now, at his gym, is he still involved in day-to-day operations?
Pat, you talking about Pat Militage?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll come in if he's not on the road traveling, doing the commentary and stuff. He's in there helping us with a whole bunch of stuff, usually morning times, at night when he can, so yeah. He's definitely still a part of it.
And that's the thing that's got to be neat for you, seeing a guy like that and working with him, a guy that's been a UFC world champion and fought, you know, he fought bigger guys, of course, came from a wrestling background, but he's trained a lot of guys through that gym as well that have gone on to great things.
Exactly, man. He has so much knowledge. Anytime he speaks, man, I just zone in and listen to everything he's got to say.
Eric, how old are you now?
23.
Okay, so you're still young, and do guys historically last in this sport till what, their early mid 30s? Do you think what kind of a career do you look at there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just really depends on, you know. I mean, you look at people like Robbie Lawler, who's, you know, it's been a lifetime, and now he's finally just coming up in the sport, and he's been fighting since he was super young. So I mean, I guess it just depends on you as a person. I mean, right now I want to be able to get where I'm going, and I want to be able to retire by the time I'm mid-30s. So
you're not going to be like a Dan Henderson or Randy Couture that's fighting into their 40s?
Yeah, definitely that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Eric, Gelsberg's boxing claim to fame is George Carter Jr. I think he's 28 now. Do you ever, from the boxing standpoint, do you ever got together with George at all?
No, I never got to really spar with George or work with him at all. I mean, we're cool and everything, but I'd like to try it out, you know. Get a few sparring rounds, see how I stand up now in boxing.
And then, you know, if you take a shot, then you just take him down because he won't be expecting you, right?
Exactly.
Talking with Eric Showtime Shelton. You're currently in the Resurrection Fighting Alliance. Are you under contract with them now? Do you have more fights scheduled in that particular promotion?
Well, if I had won this last fight, I would have got a 3-fight contract. But after the fight, you know, they said it was a great fight and it was exciting, so they're going to have me back, definitely. So I get another chance. That's definitely, I'm looking forward to that. So
I guess that's the big thing, is putting on a big show. Obviously, you were on the main card on that event and on TV, but you put on a great fight and a great show. So that's, I guess, even if you don't win, that's how you get more opportunities.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me ask you the ultimate goal, looking to the future, and not that there's anything wrong with the RFA or some of the other organizations, but for the most part, you know, people are wanting to get to the UFC. I mean, because they've got the money, they've got the promotion machine behind them. Is that the ultimate goal at some point?
Oh yeah, that's definitely my ultimate goal. I want to be a world champion, man. That's why I do it. You know, be able to support my family and friends. You know, that's all I want to be able to do.
You know, and what's neat for you fighting at the division you fight at 125. I mean, that's the one that, especially people watching UFC, those are the most exciting fighters to watch. There's usually way more action in those fights, and people just love. And you know, you see the guys in the UFC like, you know, Dodson and of course Mighty Mouse, who's the champion. I mean, it's just so much fun to watch those guys. I mean, do you see yourself at some point getting in there and mixing it up with one of those guys?
Yeah, definitely, man. That's what the goal is, man. I think I can hang with him, man, to be honest. I think if I get a right training camp, you know, a full 8-week camp, and, you know, I have my mind focused, I think I can hang with those guys. So that's my ultimate goal, definitely.
I suppose like in most competitive situations, Eric, you have a combination of a healthy respect for the opponent you're going to have, but also you have to have a great confidence in your own abilities to step in that ring.
Exactly. And this last fight, his stats were, I was too worried about his stats and everything that he had done. I wasn't really focused on what I could do to the guy. You know, he's a 2-time state wrestler, so I'm thinking about the takedown the whole time, so I'm not committing to my punches and just little stuff like that. And this sport is so much mental. You got to be on your P's and Q's, man. And I think I let it slip through my hands. But like I said, lesson learned, and I'll come back stronger.
Eric Showtime Shelton joining us, professional mixed martial artist. Any thoughts? I mean, obviously, you moved up and you're training with a Miletich camp. Any thoughts of going somewhere else? I mean, there's just so many of them now, and there's, I mean, in the Midwest, you got Duke Rufus up in Milwaukee, but if, you know, you go out to Jackson's in Albuquerque and some of the others, Black Zillions down in Florida. I mean, any thoughts of maybe trying to move to a different camp, or do you like where you're at for the time being?
I definitely love where I'm at. I don't think I'll leave anytime soon. I mean, they still got so much knowledge there for me to take in. There's no reason to be taking off on them, you know, just because I take a loss. I got a great team. We're starting to build it back up, so I think I'm going to stick with Miletich.
All right. Any idea when your next fight's going to be?
Not yet. I don't have nothing lined up for sure, but as soon as I do, I'll be posting it up and letting everybody know. So.
All right. Well, Eric, we will definitely keep track. And just like I said, having got to see you the other night, I thought, yeah, this is a guy that's going to go places in this sport. Eric, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thanks for taking the time. We really appreciate it. And best of luck in your future.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Mm-hmm.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.